biggest private sector health insurer in the United States, United Healthcare, has warned that they might exit health insurance exchanges set up under the Affordable Care Act after losing more than $400 million this year. The company said it will make a decision in the first half of next year if they can continue to serve the public exchange markets in 2017. The announcement comes as a surprise because just last month, United's CFO said the company expected its exchange business to be strikingly better in 2016 and announced plans to expand the exchanges in 11 states. Joining me now, Zachary Tracer, healthcare reporter at Bloomberg. Zachary, do you think this $400 million loss that they claim is due to the exchanges, or are they trying to palm it off on the exchanges?
No, they've been pretty clear that they're losing hundreds of millions of dollars on the exchanges, and they think right now that they're going to lose something like $500 million next year. So clearly this business is not working out as they expected.
Why would they be losing so much money? What is it that they're are they vulnerable in some way being so big? Is it something they're not doing? What's the story?
Sure. They've said people turning up on the exchange, people buying coverage on the Obamacare exchanges, just tend to be a little bit sicker than the rest of the population. People are coming into the markets, you know, using healthcare, and then sometimes, you know, they'll stop paying premiums after they've gone to the doctor. So it's just not been a terribly profitable market for them.
And whose responsibility is to enforce premium payment? It's probably not the federal government's. It is United Healthcare.
Well, it's not anybody's responsibility. You can go buy a policy, you know, pay premiums for a few months, use some healthcare, and then, you know, stop paying for it, just like you'd stop paying for your cable bill. The problem is a lot of the way these policies are designed right now, they sort of expect people to hold on to them for the year, and that's just not what's happening.
Outside of the Affordable Care Act, is it just there's a better, a different kind of class of people who are better bill payers, or there are simply people who can afford it, people who plan better? Why is this group of people so prone to not payment of bills?
Well, you know, when you and I get health insurance, we probably get it through our employer. So at Bloomberg, pays the bills, and they're signing a contract for a year at a time at least. So it's a different marketplace, and really, you know, one thing that insurers have run into is that this individual marketplace created by the Affordable Care Act is just not, it's like nothing they've ever seen before.
Is there any way for a consumer to basically do healthcare in that way, buy a policy, go to the doctor, get whatever you need, and then ditch the policy and then do it again the next time? Or is there some way of preventing that cycle from continuing?
Well, that's what some of the health insurers are saying is a big weakness of the Affordable Care Act, is that right now, because of the way the rules are set up, you can do exactly what you just described every year.
And there's no record that you've done that? There's no denial that a company can make because of non-payment of bills in the past?
That's right. One of the big changes that the Affordable Care Act made to the health insurance marketplaces in this country is making it so that you can't exclude people based on you know, their past medical treatments or their health.
Zachary Tracer is a healthcare reporter at Bloomberg News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Since the passing of the Affordable Care Act 5 years ago, more than 16 million people have signed up. If United Healthcare is losing money due to Obamacare, what has it done for you? Cincinnati, Ohio. Obamacare gave me the freedom to quit my salary job, which carried benefits, and pursue my master's degree, which is what I really wanted to do.
Linda Peterson, Monroe, Oregon. As a low-wage worker, Obamacare has not made any changes on my current health care costs, which continue to rise. But with my employer pulling out now out of the area, I may be able to keep coverage, but I don't know yet and or at what cost.
My name is Whitney, and I'm calling from Seattle, and I love Obamacare because it means I can no longer be discriminated against because I have Crohn's disease. I'm healthy. There's no reason to discriminate against me, and now I'm covered by all health insurance. Yay!
New Orleans, Louisiana. The Affordable Care Act has allowed me to afford insurance for the first time since college. The coverage extended to pregnant women. It made me be able to access quality prenatal care, which had a profound impact on my health and my babies. Being low income should not preclude one from accessing critical care. We always want to hear what you have to say. 877-8-MY-TAKE. That's our number.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.